99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. We put AJ in a plexiglass box outside of McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus, and somehow people think this is great.
Yep.
We all do, and we torture him.
It's like being a terrarium.
The same song over and over.
Over and over again, right.
And,
over caffeinated.
And we raise money for the toy drive.
Exactly.
All right, and then somebody just called up. Oh, no. It's been getting called up, texted, emailed in, but Joe Linta just mentioned it.
Yeah.
Alone Again.
Gilbert Sullivan, yep.
Is this it?
Yeah, it gets, but it kicks in as a longer version.
Screeching sound. A little while from now,
screeching sound?
What are you hearing?
Does anybody else hear that incredibly high-pitched sound?
No.
No. So
like
a dog whistle?
For dogs?
What does that tell you?
She can't put her headphones on.
Nobody else can hear it.
I didn't hear what you said, but by your face, I don't like it. Oh, my God.
Nothing. Run, that. Lassie. Run.
If you're the only one who could hear it, and it's a sound meant for dogs.
It's because I'm the youngest one here. That's why.
Sure. Okay.
That makes sense.
This is boring.
Oh boy, this would be tough.
Yeah, well, folks, when you come up to the booth, they don't come, you know, if they hear this, you know what?
See? That's karma for making fun of me, AJ.
Oh, please. I make funny all day.
And you bubble all day.
Wow.
Yeah, no. It's got to be something more upbeat.
Let's bring in Allie with the Ridgefield Playhouse. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I don't know yet. It's early.
Good. You know what I just heard that would be a good song?
What?
That Tom Tom Club. What's it called? Something of Love. I'm in heaven with my boyfriend, my lucky boyfriend. You know that song by the Tom Tom Club?
Yeah, can't say I do.
No, but you have a great voice.
Yes.
It's a good. That would be a great song to hear over and over again. It would drive you nuts.
I won't.
That was a screeching your phone head. Your headphones earlier. Phone head. Hello. You're right.
Phone
being paid
head.
Back. You're right. Being
Tom
paid
Tom
back.
Tom Club. Look it up.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, no.
Just over and over and over.
You gotta think of McDermott Chevrolet.
You say no to gets written down on the maybe
list. You gotta think of poor folks in McDermott Chevrolet Lexus trying to sell cars.
No, they're fine.
They don't want to hear this.
They're fine.
You gotta think of them in the surrounding areas. Plus, more of our format.
This is pretty horrible. Mm.
You know, it'd be funny, Allie. You know what we need to do? We need to get a horrible song, and you need to get that artist there to play it for 24
hours. Chris Franz. He lives in Westport.
Oh, really?
Chris Franz and Tina Weymouth. That's the Tom Tom Club.
Oh, wow.
Really?
There you go.
Yeah.
Done.
Offshoot of the Talking Heads.
Holy crap.
Are they
I feel
busy?
Like they should have known that.
Right. Are they busy?
I could ask them.
Like, it keeps getting better and better.
They were like, who?
Right. Allie with the Ridgefield Playhouse is on. We're going to get to Pete Davidson's Writer, which, oh my God, I'm looking at this. Holy.
Really?
Crazy.
Pretty messed up.
Yeah. He was fun.
Before we do that, what do you got? You got anything exciting coming?
Sure.
Mandy Moore
we do.
Just
you know what? We actually do have something exciting coming. You're not going to think it's exciting when I tell you, but I'm telling you it's going to be fun. So Livingston Taylor's 70th birthday.
Oh, wow. The big 7-0.
But we've actually been getting, we're doing a surprise for him where we've been getting a lot of people that, because he's worked with everyone.
So that's James Taylor's brother.
It is,
right?
And James is actually sending a message. We're hoping he comes in person, but he's already down for the video thing that we're doing, the surprise video. But and he sent us something, but we're hoping he comes because he's not far.
Wow.
I know. So that's kind of exciting, right?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. I think it's just exciting.
You know, for me,
well, you have
no,
to.
I'm not. Look, this guy has had a great career and I haven't been to one show or bought one record, so he clearly doesn't need me.
Exactly, or me.
Right.
I got a Christmas card saying
what people love it. Like, AJ, can you name one Livingston Taylor song?
Yeah, you're not going to. I can't name one.
No, right. No.
But he's great, and he's got great stories, and it's just he's an amazing storyteller, to be honest.
Wow.
And he and you know, and he's a great musician. He sounds exactly like James. I mean, they literally sound exactly alike.
Huh.
It's funny.
It's
interesting.
James.
It's like they were all kind of born with the same voice. It's funny. And they all get together and do like these videos with their sister, and it's fun. So we'll see some of those.
So the Taylors.
Hmm.
The Taylor family.
All right. Taylor family.
So we're linked up to all things Richfield Playhouse at the radio station website. All right, what was in Pete Davidson's writer? Allie with the Richfield Playhouse is on the show.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
So he was great, by the way. We had Pete Davidson and John Mulaney, and they were awesome. They did four shows. They did two on a Sunday, and then they liked it so much they came back last Sunday.
Oh, wow.
I know. And they loved it. They loved being under the tent. And he was funny as hell. I kind of didn't know what to expect from Pete Davidson because he doesn't really do stand-up a lot.
Right. There's that. And then he's known for trouble. And if he gets a little bit upset, he doesn't go on.
Yeah, pulls the plug. Yep.
But he was nice as could be. He stopped and took selfies with kids. It was cute. There were a lot of kids like kind of standing around the outside of the tent, like they couldn't buy the ticket.
So
they just stood on the outskirts, and we were like, whatever. And but he was really funny. But when we first got his rider, because he does have that reputation, right? So when you get a rider, whenever I get a tour rider, I try and look at it and see if I can glean some bit of what their personality is going to be like. Clearly, but because we do this game, you can see it doesn't always. It doesn't always match up. So when we got the rider, I was like, I don't know what to expect. So it started with something that's kind of fun. It had the first one was an extra large T-shirt from the local fire department.
Well, it's cool.
Yeah.
And his dad was a firefighter, died in 9/11.
Right. So I thought, you know what, that's cool. And we actually did get that. We called Ridgefield Fire Department. They were totally psyched. And they were like, yeah, no problem. And then the next thing is a pack of Raw rolling papers.
What's the difference?
I guess Raw is a brand.
That's because mommy smoked pot. Just kidding.
One herb grinder.
Okay. You would think that once you get a few of these, you just bring them with you.
Right?
Well, I get so stoned,
like,
forgets them.
I have to get you your grinder?
For every show? Like, he asked for one every show?
It's on his. But I guarantee you a lot of people are like laugh at this and then don't do it. Like what we did.
Oh, did you get him the papers and the herb grinder?
No.
No?
Really?
No.
It's
like Howard Dean. Yeah, no.
I wouldn't even know where the hell. I mean, I guess I could ask somebody, like one of my employees, I'm sure knows.
Right. Somewhere.
But I didn't know where to get. And then the next bullet point is a quarter of an ounce of marijuana if it's legal.
So that's another no.
Right. He's got striking out.
No.
He's got T-shirts so far.
Wait.
Does anyone know how much a quarter ounce of marijuana costs?
I would suspect it depends on the marijuana.
Right, the level. But what's a ballpark here?
When I was growing up, there was like a nickel bag and a dime bag. They didn't do it.
It's 5, 10, and 20.
Right, so you heard, yes. Right.
And then if you want a really good stuff, it was $40 an ounce.
Okay, so going by that, this is a quarter of an ounce. So what's a quarter? So it would be $10.
Prices. Those are...
Inflation.
You're looking at $40.
Yeah, that's when
bucks.
You could buy a house for like $100.
I'm guessing $40, $50 maybe.
Yeah.
No, more than that.
$5,200 maybe.
Nobody here knows?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't.
I get mine for free. I mean, I'm sorry, what?
Clearly, we are all just drinkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get back to that one.
Yes.
Quarter ounce of marijuana. Okay.
And then the next bullet point is $2,500 in cash, which sounds a little bit like a ransom note, but I kind of understand that, you know, what that means. Like, he doesn't want... Normally, that's done when you ask about the settlement. Like, they'll say, oh, and by the way, if you can give, you know, $2,500 of Pete's settlement in cash, that would be good. So it's unusual to see it as a bullet point in a rider. It kind of feels a little bit like... Marijuana and cash. I mean, it's like hookers and blow. Like, it's just a weird combination.
Well, after all that pot you want to eat, so you got to go to the drive-thru. Need money.
Yeah, I could see that, where he wouldn't want people to get his credit card number or whatever.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
Cash is always handy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. And we did give that to him, actually.
Wow.
So that's two things he got.
That's a lot, though.
Well, but he's getting much more than that at the end of the night, right? So
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Like, so now he renegotiated the price.
No, he still gets, like, let's just say he got $50,000. Now he gets $48,500. It's the same amount of money. He's getting the same amount of money.
Advance.
He's just getting $2,500 of it.
Oh,
invest
early
yes.
on
right.
in cash.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. No, but that's okay. what I mean. It's an unusual time to be asking for it when you're setting up the hospitality in the room to just be like, okay, and here's your wad of cash. It's just a weird. It doesn't usually go down that
so
way.
So weird,
man.
Allie's down with the Ridgefield Playhouse. We're talking about Pete Davidson's writer. We have some information coming in. This is from Anonymous. How much is a quarter ounce of weed?
About 60, 70 bucks. Depends on how good it is, though, obviously.
Oh. 60, 70 bucks.
Thank you, Governor.
That person does sound like they would know.
Yeah. All right. Well, now, which end of it are you on? Are you the one who buys or the one who sells?
Oh, buys.
Okay, buys. Gotcha.
Clearly.
Yes. He's in a good mood on a Monday, for God's sake.
All right.
You got that right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Anonymous.
All right, Wake and Bacon. I helped.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Alley with the Ridgefield Playhouse on the show. And we're talking about the items in Pete Davidson's rider. XL t-shirt from the local fire department, a pack of raw rolling papers, one herb grinder,
yep,
1/4 ounce of marijuana, if legal in the state.
He's
we
out.
Got a call from Anonymous. He said between $60 and $70, depending on the price. I got an email from a man named Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Said, Chaz, I listen to your show every day. To answer your question, 66 bucks for a quarter ounce.
Oh, very specific.
Right there.
Very specific.
Right between 60 and 70.
It's a Monday sale. Yeah.
So Anonymous was exactly right.
Right.
We got a call from a father-daughter duo who were laughing at us and said, you know, if you don't know the price, it just went up.
Oh.
They yes. said, tell them it's $150. I
right.
said, all right. I don't know if that's a joke or not because I have no idea.
Yeah. So $2,500 in cash. And then the next item.
Oh, so then he also has a toothbrush and toothpaste are the next two items.
Well, I they go hand in hand, so.
Exactly.
Gotta have
exactly.
That.
Would not have been, and they're two separate bullet points, which is kind of funny, because you're right. Why just not just put them together, toothbrush and toothpaste? You need them both.
Right. Right.
But just in case you thought he might be carrying the brush or the paste. And then American Spirit cigarettes. Which,
hold on, with the toothbrush. So,
yeah.
So that means he's throwing out a toothbrush every time, you know.
I like, guess.
A fresh
right?
toothbrush each time. Why not?
Well, I guess he's not playing every single day. So he'll use a toothbrush 2 or 3 days and then throw it out.
Right.
Seems extensive.
Well, we didn't do that either. So
well, it's fresh, good bristles.
Okay, so you didn't get him that. You didn't
no.
get him the toothpaste.
Right.
No.
Just dirty teeth right now. Okay.
You got him the shirt from the fire department. You got him the $2,500 in cash.
Right. Correct.
So his okay. clothes, he's got money, and dirty teeth.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I mean, we did get them, like, dinner and stuff, but, like, the stuff on the rider, because it was like they, you know, show up and do the show and leave, it wasn't like they were hanging out all day.
Did you give them ribs and chicken wings, old fuzzy teeth?
I never buy cigarettes for people.
Okay.
Because Dickie Betts used to have that. He used to have a carton of whatever the hell he smoked, and I don't remember what it was.
Marlboro
but I never, Red. I think it was something lights, Marlboro Lights or something.
Yeah, but his name rhymes with cigarettes. Dickie Betts cigarettes? Come on.
Ugh. So I just never bought, I don't buy that, because you know why? I feel that those are bad to smoke. The pot I'm not as offended by.
Right.
Cigarettes I am.
But cigarettes, bad.
Yeah.
Because if they die of cancer, you don't want to
exactly.
be thinking right. you contributed
That's
to that.
Exactly right.
But that would put them in a bad mood, though, right?
If they're, no, they bring yeah, the
nicotine.
They don't walk around with their own cigarettes.
They're 3 miles away, and Dickie's like, "Hey, I'm on my last cigarette."
Right.
Well, we got a carton for you in your rider, so yeah. we don't have to stop.
Yeah, don't worry about it. There's plenty of places in Ridgefield to buy some.
That's funny.
How much is a carton of cigarettes now? I think the last time we checked, it was like $100.
It's like 66 bucks, yeah.
What?
A lot.
I was making fun of the pot thing. $66. Yeah.
You okay?
Fine, thanks, Snoop.
All right. I feel like you had a fall or something over the weekend.
I'd like one.
Okay. American Spirit cigarettes. How much is that? Are we looking it up?
Those are cheaper than regular ones, right? I think.
Aren't those the ones with no filter?
Are they?
Yeah, they say anything.
Ashley? Phil, anyone?
I'm looking it up as fast as I can.
I think they have filters on them.
I smoke, so.
I can't find the carton price. Connecticut is the most expensive state for smokers.
Wow. Wow, the most expensive.
Number one!
The average price per pack, taxes included, Connecticut is $10.
Wow, per pack.
Most one places pack. Charge $11.25.
Holy moly.
$11.25.
Sometimes $11.45.
This was
you gotta really
now, why
like
you
those
tell
things?
Me that like 4 minutes ago when I asked how much are cigarettes?
Because I can't figure out how much they're in cartons. That's math.
$11.25 times 10.
Right.
It looks like New
what
York.
What would that be, AJ?
Hang on a second. Let me get calculator.
It's true.
It's $110 in.
You had an accident over the weekend, didn't you?
In my pants, yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so
I was told no math in this job.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Yes. Some places list New York State as more expensive per pack.
Jersey's like $9.
Now we're going over Pete Davidson's writer. So cigarettes, which you didn't buy. So far, out of like 8 items, you only got them 2.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
You got him a shirt, money.
The next item is a Bic lighter. It says Big, but it meant Bic.
Right.
Bic lighter.
Oh.
That comes in handy for a lot of things, though.
We had that, but he didn't ask for it.
To cook his hair when he's done. Yep. You say?
Jesus Christ.
What?
Okay. Bic lighters. Those are good. Because if you're going to have weed and cigarettes, you should have a lighter.
Right.
Yeah.
That is always the worst problem to have.
And you always lose your lighter. You put it down, like, or somebody
takes it.
Someone, yeah, goes light the cigarette and they put it in their pocket.
Yeah.
Forget.
A lighter horse.
Yep. They go home with like 5 lighters.
At the end of the night. You empty out their pockets. There's 5 cigarette lighters.
Exactly.
There. Yeah.
Or you've got it, but there's no gas left.
Yeah, yeah. Or it just goes flick, 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 flick. It's like being a caveman. Your thumb gets all worn out. Yep.
All right, there's a couple more things on here.
An ashtray.
Gotta have that.
Did you get him that?
I don't think so.
Where do you find
you
an
can't
ashtray
really
nowadays?
Smoke inside the.
Right.
Because we did that once. You know, Bob Weir did that. He smoked in a dressing room, and we had a sold-out Rat Dog show, and the fire alarm went off. The smoke alarm went off. And so every single person had to leave the theater. The fire department came. They had to do a sweep, make sure that everything was... I mean, it was horrific. We had 500 people standing in
I'm gone.
And anybody tripping out really freaked out. Whoa!
Yeah.
Lights, colors, horns! Ah!
So since that happened, we make it very clear that if you're going to smoke, and we don't care what you smoke, but whatever you smoke, you have to go outside.
Get out.
Do it outside.
Yeah, get out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's see. The next item here is interesting. I'm sure you got them this one.
Yeah, bucket of Heineken. We definitely had beers for them.
There you go.
Mulaney doesn't drink. He's the only one that drinks.
Okay.
Yeah, Mulaney's sober.
Really?
Oh, boy. That has
last name Mulaney? Really?
That has to be a riot backstage. You know, you have one guy drinking, drinking, smoking, everything. And then the other guy is having a cup of tea.
Just getting annoyed and PO'd.
Tying my tie.
You drunk smokers, you were all wasted on pot
Allie
in your fireman shirt.
Allie with the Richfield Playhouse is here. We're talking to her about Pete Davidson's rider. 2 more items.
And then there's just a bottle of Patron and 2 bottles of Casamigos. So it's kind of interesting because I'm wondering why, A, there are 3 bottles of tequila, but B, why split it up between 2 different brands? That I kind of was confused about.
Well,
usually it's one
Chaz
kind.
Shows up.
The Patron is for him.
Right.
And,
that's going home.
And then, you know, he has friends. It's like, here, you could have some
you
tequila.
You can have this one.
Yeah, the Casamigos,
don't
yeah.
drink mine.
Right.
Don't drink mine.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Well, anyway, we didn't get that.
Really?
No.
Oh, wow. That seems important.
I asked if it was important because I know that sometimes they are like, we need to have the bottle of Patron because we do a toast before we go on. So, like, sometimes it's like a thing. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know, almost a superstition where they have to do a toast, a shot of Patron before they go on stage. Like, that's a thing. Or with Buddy Guy and his XO, whatever the heck it is. He needs to have, like, you have to get that or he will not perform. So I actually did ask. I asked if it was, like, how important is it?
Oh, okay.
And they were like, nah, don't worry about it. It's fine. Beer is fine.
Yeah, what was it? Blackberry Smoke playing the Milford Oyster Festival.
Uh-huh.
And they had the guy, AJ and I are, you know, backstage. We're about to walk out and introduce the band. And they had some guy come up on stage with this what looked like a giant joint.
Yep.
But it was sage.
Hmm.
And so he's like, you know, and it's a lot of smoke coming off. Looks like something smoke, right in the beginning of a religious ceremony where they come in with the smoke and the thing on the chain. And so he's doing all this thing with the smoke all over the place. And I asked another guy, I said, what's that for? And he goes, oh, that gets rid of the evil spirits.
Yeah, the bad vibes, man.
Can't have any demons hanging around.
Yep. AJ said, AJ looked at the guy and said, we're still here. I thought it was a riot. He didn't think it was funny.
Yeah, well, he's, you know, doing stage, so.
Yeah, he gave us a look. I'm like, I guarantee you when we walk out there, our mics are not going to be out. Allie with the Ridgefield Playhouse is on. A lot of shows still coming to the Ridgefield Playhouse. We're linked up at the radio station website. Emma's been holding for about a half an hour.
All right.
Emma.
Good job, Emma.
Play the writer game. So we might, we'll get her on to play one round.
Okay, good.
Did you do anything at the Ridgefield Playhouse for Halloween?
You know what? We didn't this year. We usually will do like a fun movie or, and we just decided to not.
Yeah. To not.
It's just easier.
We just didn't. And I think, you know, because everybody was kind of figuring everything out. And then by the time we actually thought, okay, well, maybe we should do something since, you know, Halloween's sort of canceled. And but I, you know, I was taking a walk and I saw a lot of creative ways that people put out their candy, which was cute.
Right. So
one person did like a candy garden that you could just go and pick your candy.
Huh.
Oh.
Yeah. People did cute. They had cute ideas.
I live on a private street in a cul-de-sac. There's five houses, and at the end, and everybody has kids except for me and Jennifer. Yeah, young Chaz, but he's 27. Right. Look a little weird if he was like going door to door.
Yeah.
But I saw a little table set up at the end of the cul-de-sac with candy on. I was like, that's interesting.
Yeah. Right.
Like I should have thought of that.
I wanted to find those tables at night.
Why didn't you?
I wanted candy so bad.
So we turned off all of our lights and hid.
Nice.
Oh my God, you're so funny.
That's how you do it.
I didn't have candy to give anyone. I figured if they came, I'd put like some coins in a plastic bag or something.
Oh,
I don't
that
think
means
that's
your house
right.
You're gonna get egged, man. That's a great way to get egged.
Like what kind of coins?
I don't know. Like, I have a whole bit. You know how you like keep coins in a...
like a jar or whatever?
Yeah.
Like change.
Why just change? I would have just put change in a bag.
Why just give them ketchup packets and like Chinese food like...
chopsticks.
You know, yeah. Chopsticks.
But
or
change
the,
is money. Isn't that good for a little kid to
duck
get like
sauce,
some
soy sauce?
Quarters and a couple of dimes and stuff? No.
Nah, that's ass and get egged.
No, I don't know.
Well,
I
nobody came, so I didn't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Right. You're all set.
Yeah.
It's just so weird. I started moving a TV that's in my office, which is right near the front door, upstairs so we could hide, right?
Bring the good TV.
So I didn't want kids to see the reflection of the TV and be like, oh,
they're home.
The lights are off. It's just the decoration.
Right. I have no candy. I have nothing to give. You're
open
not getting a slice of my pizza.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right.
So I'm carrying this TV. I'm already like in my underwears.
Right.
And I'm carrying this TV with Jennifer. And now I hear all the kids out in the circle.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh my God, if they ring the doorbell right now, they could, you know, I got that like glass.
You can see through
it. You could kind of see through sections of it.
Yeah.
It would be the worst visual. They'd be screaming and it'd be the most
You'd be on some kind of list.
Halloween.
That's a trick going up the stairs.
Right. Isn't that Chaz? Isn't that Chaz going into the police van with his check over his head?
The scariest Halloween display. Yeah, we didn't do anything. How about you guys?
Oh, candy can have been pretty cool. I did nothing. I drove around trying
AJ
to find
AJ went
something.
Looking for candy.
I was dying for candy. At one point, I was dying for candy. I actually drove around looking for candy. So I figured someone had those tables. I'm like,
you know, there's this thing called
fast.
A store.
Right. I know.
Yeah.
I didn't bring my money with me. I just kind of got in the truck and left.
A needy trick-or-treater.
Yeah. I left my money on top of my dresser. And
life
I'm like,
of a stoner.
So I drove around, and I'm like, someone's got to have like a table at the end. I'm just going to take a couple pieces.
You were
going
to take a kid's candy.
And
a
run. Kid, kids
and
up.
Run, he said.
Yeah. I figured I'd walk by, just take like one or two pieces of candy and leave. I just wanted some candy. Is that too
that
much
to ask? Very
You're
sneaky.
An adult. Just go buy it.
Yeah.
Wow,
again,
sneaky.
My money was
walk
on my
up
dresser.
To a table and whistle.
My money was on my dresser. I forgot to bring it with me.
Wow. Yeah.
My key card for the station was not going to work. I actually went to the station also to see if there was any left, like anybody like putting candy out. Nope.
To be fair, if somebody caught you, you could always say that you were chasing away a raccoon that was trying to eat the candy.
Thank you. See?
Or dress as a giant raccoon right. and grab
yes!
the candy.
Yeah, but if a car passes by and I'm trying to cross through and they're freezing the headlights and get killed.
Can you imagine if someone from the neighborhood chased you down because you know you're an
it wasn't
older
my
guy?
It wasn't my neighborhood.
Yeah, no, I know, but they run and tackle you, and it's like, oh,
it's AJ.
You that guy from the radio?
Did you want candy? Yes.
Ashley, I saw you dressed up as
yeah, Eric and Cobra I dressed Kai. Up as Cobra Kai. So
hey, did
cool.
you go to a party?
You do look like Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, that's weird. We're both Italian and attractive.
That's bad for one of you.
It's weird. Yeah. It is weird.
I like that you also clearly got your ass kicked. You had a nosebleed.
Yeah, I had a bloody nose. Well, Eric had a black eye and a bloody lip.
You were committed.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, they had a fight and had it covered up.
We were one of those houses, AJ, that we put a table at the end of our driveway with 20 bags. There was only two or three missing by the end of the night. So
two or three candies.
Oh. Two or three bags.
See, I tried to find your house.
So I took a bunch of the bags and
Like little bags for each person. So you had enough for 20 people.
Yep. So each
you had
bag.
Two or three people.
Each
Maybe
bag,
one stopped by and said, I'm taking three.
Each bag had three pieces of candy in it. And there were three bags missing. So we just brought the rest to our neighbors. Like, here you go.
That's nice.
Really? You could have brought
nothing here.
Could have brought it here.
Okay. Oh. Phil?
We did not do anything. We had our lights off, and we had The Shining on. So I figured if anyone looked through, they're like, oh,
that.
No, there's no children in this house.
I almost watched it.
If they're very afraid.
I watched a couple of really bad, scary movies that weren't very scary.
Did you watch Sinister?
I was bored out of my mind.
No. Joe Myers ruined it for me.
Thanks, Joe.
All right. Emma, we got to give... Alec, you mind if we give Emma some tickets?
Why make her work for it? Just give it to her.
Hold for 33 minutes and 40 seconds.
That's the game. It's called Hold On.
That's the game, yeah. Sure. We were going to do some comedy. So you want to just... you want to just come to Tom Papa in February?
That's a good
Papa's
one.
Great.
How's that,
Perfect.
Emma?
Perfect.
All right.
Excellent.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Allie, thank you. Emma, hold on.